wonderful episode of the Apple Juice Show, where we bring you the latest in hot apple tech in convenient juice form. But today we're not just gonna talk about hot apple tech in convenient juice form, because I have a couple reviews to do. So what we're just gonna do is take this whole episode and review a bunch of the products that I have gotten. So far, we have gotten the Elgato ITV Hybrid, we have gotten the OtterBox iPhone waterproof case, and we have gotten the biggest one, the N95. I know you guys have been seeing me with the N95 stream live on quickqik.com/gdrage, but I will no longer be streaming live because I'm sending it back. What a shame. But hopefully, Nokia, you guys would want to send me a different product. Since I will be sending it back, maybe the N96, or maybe the N810 WiMAX. I don't know, I've seen that on your website, guys, displayed. So, that would be a great product to review. Alright, the media and look of the, N95, it's a slider, and it's has a 2.5-inch screen, built-in speakers, very impressive. Two cameras. I like that. I like the two cameras. The one on the front, two megapixel camera, and then the one on the back, five megapixel camera with a flash. It takes great pictures. There's a 3.5mm stereo jack included on the right. All right, the N95 8GB, that's the version I got, the 8GB. It runs a Symbian OS. Before I say that, since it's an 8GB, you have the capability to put on there 8GB of any application or any applications you got. I got Quick, Twibble, because I'm a Twitter fan. So all you guys there that Twitter fans, follow me, GDrage account. You can go visit my tweets, twitter.com/GDrage, G-D-R-A-G-E. Fring. I like Fring. I was using Fring on my unlocked iPhone before I got the N95. Fring would only work on Wi-Fi, not also that. On the N95, it would work with 3G, so I was out and I was calling friends and I wouldn't waste my minutes. Great application. Also, you could use AIM with Fring and Skype and different things. Great, great thing. Alright, so the N95 did run some news, so I could put on great applications, like I was just saying, for Quick, which Quick is QIK.com. You could stream live video, and that's what I liked about the Symbian OS. That's why I got it, to review and to do Quick. You can use Twibble for mobile Twitter. That's what I used. Fring for I am in VoIP, voice over IP, on the go. Perfect. That was great. So also interrogated GPS, which is a great thing. The system has 128 megabyte of RAM, and it has 3G. Has 3G, which is a great application. I mean, great connection. Makes great difference in speed from the edge. And so, I mean, the N95, 8GB, great phone. Loved it. Had a bunch of people that loved it. Have a bunch of people that have it. And, you know, it's a great thing. You can get downloaded by apps. That's where I got it, because I had the Edge, and, you know, I said, well, I know it for the 3G iPhone. I use that. I mean, great phone. Wanted to try it. It wasn't the next generation of mobile phones. I mean, it had 3G, it had GPS, it had a great camera, but it doesn't have a multi-touch interface. The web browser wasn't the greatest. I mean, it's not nothing compared. You can't compare the N95 to the iPhone. The iPhone is totally extreme. I mean, I've taken and I used the normal browser on the Nokia N95 and compared it to the iPhone 3G. no comparison to the iPhone 3G. The iPhone 3G, way better. Has Safari. I mean, runs the macOS operating system. Come on. You can never get anything like the iPhone 3G. Great, great. Leaves a lot of dust. The N95 leaves a lot of dust. I mean, Nokia, I'd like to see Nokia pull something out like the iPhone does right now. I mean, pull something touch, you know. See, the iPhone, the 8 GB, it slides up, keypad, all right? Keypad slides down, you got a default play buttons for, I mean, a media player, play, pause, stop, fast forward, rewind, you know. I was sad because, you know, I was used to typing like with a normal Core keypad or normal regular keypad. I mean, on an iPhone, and going to this, it was such sad because I had to learn how to type on the keypad because, you know, before the iPhone, I had a Razer. I mean, I wasn't good at texting. I mean, I never got good at it. I like the iPhone. The iPhone keyboard is unique. I mean, touch. And, I mean, perfect keyboard. I can type really fast on the iPhone keyboard. Now, when I went to this, I was going really slow, and I mean, it was hard for me. I knew the keys, I mean, knew the letters where they were, but, I mean, it was not the same. So, what you would like to need to do, I mean, slide up the keypad, slide it up, and have a full Core keyboard. You could do that. I'm seeing right now, you could do that. Great possibility. The power button on the top, a little hard. I mean, a little hard to push down on. I mean, come on, Nokia. Make this phone better. Make it equal. I like Nokia. I mean, before I got my Razer, before I went from a Razer to a Razer from Nokia, I had 3 or 4 Nokia phones. I mean, Nokia, great company. Great, great company. But Core keyboard, N95, N96... I mean, you already made the N96. Make the N96 8 GB with a Core keyboard. Come on. I would definitely go out, not spend the money, though. I would not spend the money on a Nokia. Because, I mean, unless it was something a killer, something an iPhone killer, not a Samsung Instinct, because the Samsung Instinct, I think that's it. I mean, not a good phone. I've seen reviews. I mean, I'm gonna go play with it eventually, but I mean, I've seen reviews and it's awful, from what I see. But I haven't played with it, so I mean, I can't just say from my opinion that it's awful. I'm taking other people's opinions, saying, all right, it's awful. But Core keyboard, Nokia, please come out with a Core keyboard for the N95. Now that is my review of the N95. All right, now I have another product to review. The Elgato ITV Hybrid. The Elgato ITV Hybrid is a TV tuner for your Mac. I mean, there are a bunch of TV tuners out there, and you can't go out there and find a Mac TV tuner. I mean, I haven't been looking for one, but I mean, I've heard that the Elgato ITV Hybrid was a great TV tuner. So I went out and, I mean, I emailed Elgato and I told him, listen, I want to review this for my Apple Juice Show podcast, the Apple Juice Show, I mean. And they're like, sure. So they sent me one out a month ago and I've been reviewing it. I personally like it. It records your TV shows. You can plug it into your, I mean, directly into cable or directly into like a, I mean, DirecTV or Bright House cable box. And it'll record them. I mean, I would go out to work, and I would come back an hour or 2 hours later, and I would have there the shows that I wanted recorded. So, it's a great, great thing. I mean, the files were pretty big, but that's where the H.264 USB encoder comes in, which you could listen to next week on the Apple Lifecast, which my friend Billy Heim, from the past few episodes, he's been on, you can listen to him review that. He got that, and he got the Elgato ITV Hybrid. But I have the Elgato ITV Hybrid for now, and I will be sending that back also this week sometime. And so, I mean, The application, what comes in the box is the application, the USB Elgato, the TV, the hybrid TV, so the TV tuner that you plug in USB. Then it has, at the end of that, cable, cable extender. So you can plug in the cable from the directly from the wall or directly from the cable box. And I tried that. Great. It uses a TV guide. There's a internet TV guide that he uses. I mean, great TV guide. I loved it. Also, in the box is remote control, the software to put on your computer. Also, it comes with composite cables, like I believe component or composite cables that you can plug in, like your PS2 or Xbox 360, you know. So, but I mean, for me playing it, I mean, connecting my PS3 or whatever to my MacBook is not going to give me great quality. So, I mean, MacBook Pro, probably better quality, but, if you're looking for a TV tuner, I mean, to be at work and you're at home, you have your computer at home, you turn it on. I mean, my computer's on almost all the time. So you leave it connected and you record your favorite shows. I mean, people that don't have a TV, I mean, that would be great. I mean, when I go, if I go off to college and I don't have a TV in my dorm and I have a cable connection, just plug in the cable connection to my computer with the iTV Hybrid, and you can record your TV shows instead of having a DVR paying for cable. You know, you just save a bunch of money. You invest it in something that you're going to be able to watch your TV shows and all that. And if you want something that's a DVR, go ahead and go with the Elgato TV iTV Hybrid and record shows onto your computer. I mean, great product. And then you can put it on all the TV. I mean, you can record it and say, all right, I want it to record for iPhone format. Go ahead, plug my iPhone and sync it, and it's already in iTunes. And it goes into iTunes, and then you put it on your iPod and iPhone or iPod, and it's great. I mean, one of the best products I've reviewed so far is the Elgato iTV Hybrid. Next review is the OtterBox. Actually, it's an iPhone waterproof case, and OtterBox, I believe, makes it. It's from the company OtterBox. They make a bunch of cases. Now, eventually, I believe in 2 months, I'll be reviewing the OtterBox for iPhone 3G, which that's going to be it's going to be interesting to find out. But I reviewed that, and it's great. It looks great. It has perfect seals. No water is going to get in. You put your iPhone in there. It has two little clamps on the back, and you unclamp it. You set your iPhone in there, and you clamp it. So, I mean, great. That's a great, great thing for you people that, are always, near water. You would put your iPhone in there. I mean, it's kind of bulky. That's the big side. It's the iPhone Armor. That's it. It's the iPhone Armor by OtterBox. All right. And it's offers a bit superior protection for your iPhone. And it has two hinges to open it. And it's completely waterproof. The two latches allow you to open the case and slide the iPhone in from the bottom. And there's a headphone jack plug that plugs the phone and acts as a pass-through for headphones with the case on. Clear waterproof membrane covers the camera hole, screen, and the Apple logo. The screen is easy to use with the membrane over the camera. The camera doesn't seem to distort the image too badly. I mean, to access the buttons in the case, except from the sleep-wake button switch, that's the only thing. The greatest part of this case is that it's waterproof and it's extremely durable. You can access most of the phone's buttons and cameras. The sensors work properly. The headphone pass-through is quite clever. It's most rugged and durable iPhone case, and it's going to be one that you want. There's a bunch of things I didn't like. I mean, it only can go up to 5 feet underwater before the liquid starts to seep in. I mean, that's not bad for through most circumstances. But it's disappointing is that the you're used to putting the phone up to your ear. And to use the phone, you need to use, like, a headphones or a Bluetooth headset. Because the pass-through disables the earpiece. And the speakerphone doesn't work because of the microphone doesn't pick up the sound. And the silent switch is disabled. It's fairly easy to access. But the speaker is quite muffled. So you might miss a couple calls. It's supremely rugged, and it's the only one I've seen that's absolutely waterproof and easy to assemble. It doesn't fit in your pocket. I tried to fit it in my pocket, and it's huge. It shares some other issues. But I would recommend to people that need protection and water from water damage and constant abuse. It's $69.95 from OtterBox.com. I mean, overall, all the products I've reviewed today, the N95, I give it a 4 out of 5. Or actually, a 4.5 out of 5. The ITV Elgato Hybrid, I give it probably a 2.5 out of 5. Well, it is really good for, I would give it a, I would actually give it a 4. And, the OtterBox, I'm giving it a 3 out of 5. This is my review of the month. Actually, no, it's not of the month, because I'll be reviewing the iPhone 3G and comparing it to the iPhone Edge towards the end of the month. So thank you for listening to this episode. I am George Drage, and the products we reviewed today were the N95 8GB, available from Nokia, NokiaUSA.com if you're in the U.S., and the other ones would just be Nokia.com. Another product we reviewed today was Elgato ITV Hybrid. It's available at Elgato.com for $149.95. And the OtterBox, the iPhone Armor from OtterBox, is available from OtterBox.com for $69.95. Thank you, OtterBox, very much for letting me review this product. It was a great pleasure. Thank you, Nokia, for letting me review the phone. It was also a great pleasure. And thank you, Elgato ITV, for letting me review one of your greatest products. This has been George Drage with the Apple Juice Show Review Podcast. Thank you very much.